Business News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel is moving ahead with plans to take over Gaza City. BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem that Israel's security cabinet has approved a start for the effort.
The Prime Minister's office says the military will take control of Gaza City, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians live. The escalation, defended by Benjamin Netanyahu, faces opposition in Israel, including from the families of the hostages who say their lives will be at risk. There is also concern that more Palestinian civilians will be killed.
Israel now controls three quarters of Gaza. It is now Friday in both Moscow and Washington, the day President Trump set as a deadline for Russian President Putin to come up with a ceasefire plan for Ukraine. CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazis is following that for us.
Although President Trump has insisted he is disappointed in Putin and wants to do all he can to stop the killing, he said he wouldn't insist that Putin participate in a trilateral summit involving Ukrainian President Zelensky, which has raised questions about how much an equitable peace deal could really be advanced.
Trump said if no deal is reached, he'll impose greater sanctions and tariffs on Russia. Putin says he'd like to meet next week with Trump. Two state troopers are recovering after being shot during an ambush Thursday in rural Thompson, Pennsylvania. Police say 61-year-old Carmen Fino shot and killed his neighbor Lori Wasco and then ambushed first responders. Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher L. Paris has an update.
I will tell you both of our troopers currently are stable and with the help of the continued prayers of the community and their will to continue on, they will be with us, and we are extremely, extremely grateful for that.
The Gifford Fire in Central California has now burned its way through 100,000 acres at Los Padres National Forest, and CBS's Jason Allen says nearby residents are being evacuated.
For just about a week now, the Gifford Fire has been burning in backcountry wilderness terrain, and there hasn't been a ton of concern about getting it into homes and structures. But the reason we're in this neighborhood now, the Wasna community, is that's starting to change. They are now in a mandatory evacuation zone. If they stay, there may not be anybody to come help them.
OpenAI is releasing ChatGPT-5, which they say is a major step to bring artificial intelligence into the business and home mainstream. Our tech correspondent, Jolene Kent, got a preview of the latest version.
Promising that ChatGPT-5 will have less hallucinations, it will write higher quality code, things that will help people make software faster and more efficiently, also increased in healthcare technology.
It's being used now by hundreds of millions of people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Carvent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
A famous bear was on hand for an arrest in Florida.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey Bear himself held the door of the squad car open for a man accused of stealing large fire prevention signs of Smokey's likeness from state forests, from Pensacola all the way to Orlando. Police accused the suspect of selling them on Facebook Marketplace for nearly $2,000 apiece. After reminding that theft of federal trademark property from public lands is illegal, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Stimson asked, "What happens when dumb criminals poke the bear?" Answer, they get burned. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dean Cain, a former TV Superman, will be sworn in as an honorary ICE officer. He tells Fox News it's set to happen next month. The 59-year-old Cain also posted a video encouraging others to join the agencies. He's been outspoken in his conservative viewpoints and endorsed Donald Trump in three elections. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds overnight and some showers and storms out there as well. Morning lows near the 70-degree mark, a light south breeze. Friday, morning storms ending, then a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 80s, close to 90. Heat index as high as the mid-90s, currently 74 degrees.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man. In his nowhere land, making no
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside USA. Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing USA.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Yeah. chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I love lightning and striking again. Lightning and striking again and again and again. Lightning.
WRJN.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Me. I am a rock, I am an island.
feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Last night, as I got home, about a 10:30, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Said to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, oh, I'll send to my wife.
must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? Oh, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sun. Yeah, you are the sunshine of my life, baby.
W-R-J-N.
Like a beautiful child growing up smile by the look in her eye. Scent of pine trees in the air, never knew a day so fair. It makes you feel so good that you could cry.
The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel's Security Cabinet voted to approve a plan to expand the war in Gaza by taking over Gaza City. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The decision came after a marathon late-night Security Cabinet meeting amid protests in Israel. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said the army will prepare for taking control of Gaza City while distributing humanitarian assistance to the civilian population outside the combat zones. The UN has warned the move could exacerbate the already desperate humanitarian situation in Gaza.
The Israeli plan calls for a civil administration in Gaza that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Two state troopers are recovering after being ambushed and shot while responding to a call in rural Thompson, Pennsylvania.
Police say they had responded to a domestic violence call and encountered a man with a rifle who refused to follow orders. Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher Parrish says the troopers were ambushed.
They are very lucky to be alive. Trooper Parashinsky was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins.
The suspect was shot and killed. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced his company is rolling